Well, there are three officers from the Fort Huron Police Department that are saying goodbye. Some big announcements, or big retirements, rather, coming from the PHPD. Joining us right now to talk about three of these retirements from the Fort Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Losing some fine talent over there at the PHPD, aren't you?
Yeah, we're losing a lot of experience, and but we're gaining new officers, so it's kind of hello to new people, it's goodbye to old officers, but hopefully not goodbye completely. Hopefully they stay in touch and we see them. And with everything going on this year, traditionally when officers retire, there's usually a big send-off in that, and it's just kind of puts a damper on things. It's hard for people to get together or to go places and do things, but most recently, last week, Tom Rudicelli left, and over 28 years as an officer here. You know, he started as a cadet. He worked for 2 years as a cadet, and he, the chief, and Sergeant Karen Brisby were all cadets together. Mm-hmm. They all attended the police academy together, so, quite a long career together for the three of them, and so Tom's the first one leaving right now, and the chief's still there, obviously, and Karen Brisby is. Tom served a lot of different duties here at the department. He started on the road patrol. I remember when I hired in, he was on the bike team, and that had been recently created, and he was one of the original four officers that were working on the bike team then. An accident investigator. He's been on our special response team. He was a field training officer. And even, towards the latter part of his career, quite often he was stepping up and training a lot of the new officers, because with the big transition recently, we have such a young crew of people. Many of the FTOs, have promoted and are in that position, so Tom could fill in. Subject control instructor and firearms instructor. When we established an honor guard, Tom joined that and was part of that. And we have a Marine unit, though it's not used much. We do have access to a patrol boat. Predominantly, the fire department would use it, but it is there, and we've used it, on boat nights, and we've taken it out for other things. One of Tom's big duties, he was the traffic safety officer here for many years. So, as I said, as an accident investigator, crash investigations, that was a big role for Tom. He would attend the traffic summit over in Lansing, and he looks into all traffic issues. Recommendations, people maybe say we need a traffic signal or a four-way traffic stop here, or concerns about speeding, and maybe you've seen the radar trailers out and about. Mm-hmm. And he would be part of that selection of where it should be, and helping when people request them, getting them into the neighborhood. So all really important things, and in addition, he also served as our union president at one time for the union. So say goodbye and congratulations and good luck as he moves on. And still a young man.
And still a young man, Tom Rudicelli, that has done a great job. Probably knows the streets of Port Huron better than anybody.
Yeah, and because he was out on the road all the time, as you move up, sometimes you don't stay as sharp with certain skills. So he was out there, and, Tom and I had our differences, but once in a while, but overall, very good relationship. And another great thing, I could say about Tom was quite often he helped fill in. As I said, the FTO spot, also with the road patrol. So as a supervisor, there were a few times when I would be short of people and say, Tom, can you help out? And he was always willing to adjust the schedule, which is asking a lot of a person. He was always willing to come in and take that shift and change up, maybe at the last notice, and help fill those spots and help me out with that way. So I really always appreciated that, and never a complaint of why me, or hey, I have more time on than every other guy working the road patrol. But no, he stepped up and he did it, and he did his job. So much appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so that was just last week that he retired. You lost a detective earlier this year in Eric Kerkorian.
Yeah, so Eric left in January this year, 25-plus years as an officer here. Eric also started his career. I remember he was a cadet when I started here, and we had actually been on the same test for officer. And shortly after I started, know, Eric eventually became an officer here. In 2010, he was promoted to detective. And, you know, Eric also, you know, served in a lot of roles. He was on the bike team. He was a field training officer, an evidence technician, and an accident investigator. So he kind of combined two skills there. He also served on our union board. And a big thing, Eric really put his heart and soul into a lot of things. And because of that, he was selected by his peers last year, our award ceremony, as Detective of the Year for 2018-2019. So another really hard worker, a guy that always stepped up, took the overtime, and helped out with that. And, a lot of concerns, you know, he's about everything. So he, you know, did a great job, rose up through the ranks with him, so to speak, I guess. And, you know, so kind of forgot, you know, like I said, we move on. And, you know, I remember a few times we've mentioned other guys as he retired on the radio show. And when I thought of Tom for the topic, I'm like, well, darn, we've had a couple other guys this year.
Yeah.
And it would be good for me to mention them too and recognize them.
Yeah, absolutely. Keith Merritt, another retirement.
Yeah, so Keith left this year in March, and over 25 years also as an officer. And he started, he worked down in Wayne State University as an officer. And then he came up here to the Port Huron Police Department. And Keith worked as a bike officer. He's also was an evidence technician, another field training officer out here on the road, you know, training all our young guys. Keith was eventually promoted to detective. And one of his duties as a detective, he was our department arson investigator. So he worked closely with the members of the fire department. And, you know, he had a good relationship with them. And not to mention, you know, Keith was a pretty avid runner. And, you know, I said he was on the bike team, so he liked to ride bikes a lot. So, you know, I spent some time riding bikes with him off duty. And as far as running, he was also a big supporter when we would have the law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics. So he would come out, and he really enjoyed participating in that run and being a part of that. So and we're going to miss him, too. Like I said, it's a lot of experience, but, you know, things change. You know, people go, and we replace them with new people, and it's always hard. You go, it's never going to be the same, and maybe it won't be, and that's all right. But the important thing is we keep moving along, right? So, but if you see them out and about, I would ask you to congratulate them on the retirement, even if it's a few months later for the other guys. And, you know, thank them for their service because, you know, a great department, a great community, and really they were really involved here. And, you know, thank them for their service to the community here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Doug, you're not allowed to retire because we need you here with us on the radio every week, okay?
Well, I'm going to try to stick it through as long as I can. You know, it is unique. You bring that up and you see that and you go, boy, some of these guys started after me and these are the guys I work with. But, yeah, when it comes, it's going to be a hard decision. And I got to tell you, Paul, this is one of the highlights right now. It's really an enjoyable part that I really enjoy with my job. So, yeah, so we'll keep fighting the good fight here and stick together.
There you go. At least stick it out long enough that we can see each other in studio again soon.
That's my plan, definitely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that when we get back in together.
Yeah, me too. All right, Doug, always good talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Bye now.
All right, so long.